What's up, my friends? It's Matt Prince here, the five-dimensional strength coach. Welcome back for another episode of the Matt Prince podcast. Today's topic is this: weakness or strength? All right, so there's been a few occasions this week that's brought this topic on. Now, a few of the boys who have been injured in the past and they're coming back from injury have noticed some imbalances in their body. So we had one of the boys, Lockie, with a shoulder imbalance. So one side he can do his strong side, his side that he didn't have injured, which was his right side. He could do 12 reps with a certain weight, and he could do 8 with the other side. And that's very common. Like, a lot of people do have an imbalance in one side, and a lot of that can come down to multiple things. Like, one, a lot of people just have one stronger side because you use it more and more. Super common. That can actually cause injuries. I just had some fuckwit throw a cigarette out the side of his car onto the road. So hope that guy has a shit day and something bad happens to him. But anyway, he's also going really slow in front of me. But anyway, I don't like this guy too much. When you start to think about this, when you start to look at this from a logical standpoint, right? Like, one side's going to be stronger than the other. And that can happen. That can be completely normal. Now, with a lot of tradesmen, it's just inevitable. Like, they're gonna, whether they're shoveling or carrying stuff, or you got electricians twisting a screwdriver or putting lights in above head, like, you're gonna use your dominant arm, and that's gonna create more and more imbalances. That's gonna create a overuse in one arm. Like, it's just gonna happen. You know, for me, like, my left shoulder, it's not weaker, probably it is weaker, but it gets injured more so from the overuse, because say when I'm throwing stuff in kickboxing, I throw a lot more jabs than I do crosses, like right cross. So my left jab gets thrown out a lot more, so there's more wear and tear in that shoulder, because I'm throwing probably 100 jabs to my 10 crosses. Like, it's probably 10 times the amount, right? So it just makes sense that one side's gonna be weirdly developed or overdeveloped. So it's completely normal. I got a big calf from when I used to skateboard. I used to push with my right leg, and that's, it's just the way it is. So there's heaps of examples here. Now, one of the things I wanted to chat about today is, how do you go about fixing these imbalances, right? For in your body in particular, like, best way I recommend is always do your weak side first. That's first thing. If you're really cautious about it, or it's a real issue, isolate the area that's the biggest issue and do more sets, more reps at that area, and that way you can sort of build it up and bring it up. You might do an extra 3 sets on top of it, or whatever, like, just whatever you need to do, work that out and do it. Talk to your coaches, or just start doing it yourself. So for me, I started doing extra left arm tricep work. So I'd do left, right, left, right, left, right, and then I'd do left again, and then I would start it again. I'd be doing, like, so over the course of, say, a few months, I would probably got an extra, 12 sets on my left arm where I've smashed it out just because I needed to, right? Because I'm trying to build up the strength in there to take pressure off my dodgy left shoulder. All right, so that's one example. But when you start to think about this in your body, it's kind of makes sense, like, just fix it, right? But when you think about it in the rest of your life, where should you go and fill up those gaps? Like, should you bother about fixing weaknesses, or should you chase your strengths? Have a think about that for a sec. Like, a lot of people, not just in their body, like, yes, my left arm's weaker than my right arm. Yours probably is too. Your left glute might be bigger than your right glute. I don't, like, really care or know, but, like, have a think about in the rest of your world where you have strengths and areas that you're stronger at, and then you have areas that you're weaker at. Okay, so if we start to apply this concept to the five dimensions, like, think in the body is kind of obvious, but you can think about it as a more general and broad term. Like, think about, hey, look, my cardio fitness is horrible. I need to bring that up, right? Or my strength is really, really bad. I need to bring that up, and that's going to help my cardio, which is my strength. So you can fill it. You can patch up some weaknesses to make your strength stronger, right? So I suggest this. Like, there's a lot of endurance people that I trained over the years. When they come in, I'm like, hey, look, get stronger, you'll run faster and further. The fighters of the world, like, I'm like, hey, get stronger, you'll be able to be more explosive, and each punch will be less energy, yet you'll put out more force and power. Like, it makes sense to do that, right? So I'm saying this, like, their weakness is holding back their ability to run faster, punch harder, all that sort of thing. So you need to keep that in the back of your head. But they can plug up that weakness of getting, like, in their strength side, they get stronger, their performance and their cardio goes heaps better, right? For in terms of, like, strong people wanting to get stronger, a lot of them don't want to get more cardio. They think it will hurt their gains. When reality, if they can do, if they're in better shape, I'm not saying running marathons and stuff, but they're, if they're in better shape, if they can get through, you know, workouts with less effort coming out of their body, they're going to be able to handle more volume, which will mean they can train harder and stronger and build more muscle and get, you know, better and stronger, right? Mobility, right? You plug up mobility and you can squat deeper, you can run better, you can stride better, you can, you know, choke people better if you're doing jiu-jitsu or something. Like, all these things matter. These are all key areas that you can look at plugging and see where it takes you. Now, when you start to look at across the rest of the board, you got your mind, right? So when we're looking at bulletproofing the mind, like, how do you go about that, right? One is being present. Are you present? Step one, are you fucking present now? Or are you stressed about something that hasn't happened yet? Are you sad about something that happened in the past? Can you get yourself back to now when you're in those states? Because everyone gets into the states. The states aren't the issue, right? I get that, like, I get them too. But the ability to come back to it, be live in reality, live in now, that's very, very important. So that's step one. Can you do that? Step two, are you getting things, are you learning, like, lessons based off the things that are happening in your life? Right? Are you learning stuff and, you know, building a life of knowledge based off the things that you've screwed up or the things that have worked well for you so you can keep multiplying or avoiding those things, right? Then when you start to play in the relationships game, there's people that you just really shouldn't be hanging around, right? Just negative people drain you down. They're a waste of your time. Like, you don't like being around them. They don't really like being around you, but you force yourself to keep doing that. It might be time to let go and focus on the key relationships that are, you know, really important to you, the strong relationships, quote unquote. So that strong relationship might be your partner, like your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, whoever, your kids. That could be like equivalent to your AKA right arm, right? And you're trying to spend time with this shithead who keeps making you go out on the piss with him and, like, just, you know, bringing you back down. He's always putting you down behind your back, all this sort of shit. Like, or a girl that's always, you know, starting gossip and rumors about you, right? That's AKA your left arm, right? Sometimes it's best just to forget about that left arm and double down on that right arm in that circumstance, right? It just makes sense. Okay, you think about your business game, right? Where is it in your business game that you've got strengths and weaknesses? Now, I'm horrible with having to manage a lot of different stuff. Right, I hate it. I hate organization. I hate management. I don't like it, right? So I've had to work out ways to leverage that so I don't have to do it, because when I do it, I fuck it up because I don't like it. So I just don't do it, really. Like, that's just the way it is. Horrible with it. All right, that's why I got rid of my phone, because people would ask me questions and, like, you know, message me stuff where they should have been going through other people. Like, I just couldn't deal with it. My capacity to deal with it wasn't there. It was distracting me, so I got rid of my phone. Now people message me through Facebook, which I don't check as much. So it's a lot easier for me to stay in a calm state because I'm not, you know, stressed out. It's not my strength. But my strengths are, you know, when I can free up those weak areas, like doing that, I'm able to think a lot more clearly, and I've put out a heap more content since then. Right, I've been able to do a lot more marketing and selling and getting more people into the gym, and I've been able to help the coaches get better in the gym. I've been able to, you know, focus on, hey, what programming do we need to work on moving forward, like, and then start to convey that over to the coaches, and we can talk through that at our meetings and stuff like that. Like, there's heaps of areas that just getting rid of that one weakness of me not wanting to be the bottleneck in communication, because I'm just no good at it, right? Once I got rid of that and started to outsource it and have systems, so I was, you know, my time was protected in that aspect, things just really went a lot better, right? It did. And you think about this across the board, guys, like, there's an area that you're really, really good at, and there's also an area that you're really, really weak at, yet you're so focused on that your strengths are getting affected majorly. And it's allowing you to stay still instead of progressing if you were just to double down on those strengths. So I suppose my question for you today is a very, very simple one. Where in your world across the five dimensions, body, mind, relationships, connection, production, fun, where in your world are you finding your, focusing more on your weaknesses, and that's holding you back from where you could actually go if you were to double down on your strengths? Part two to this, what's the next step? right? Do you need to get rid of a weakness? Do you need to eliminate something? Do you need to commit to doubling down on your strengths and forgetting about your weaknesses? Do you need to fucking bring up a weakness to enhance your strength? You know the answer to this. I don't know the answer to this. Journal it out, write it down, start taking action. I hope that helps out in some way. If you can share this up with people who need to hear it, that would be amazing. Screenshotting it on Instagram's always been great. I get tagged in it. It makes me happy. I'd like to know that people are listening. So I appreciate you all. Have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.